Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
And from the English News Desk, I'm Will Taylor. Pope Benedict XVI today received bishops from the West African nation of Benin at the end of their ad limina pilgrimage to the Holy See. Eimear McCarthy reports.
Speaking in French to the bishops from West Africa, Pope Benedict XVI underlined the important role the Church has in their nation in the promotion of fundamental values in society. Values such as the family and respect for life, justice and peace, and positive cultural and faith formation.
Vous avez fait preuve d'un grand courage évangélique.
Repeatedly, the Pope noted the bishops' many courageous interventions, their willingness to speak out in public on issues of importance despite the many obstacles encountered in their attempts. Pope Benedict urged them to continue defending life and the family by promoting solid Christian formation. This formation, the Pope said, must be soldered to the culture and tradition of Benin. He said it requires not only serious preparation for the sacrament of marriage, but it must also become a permanent companion in family life, helping marriages to weather difficult times.
En conformité avec la sagesse de l'Église, qu'il sache aussi discerner dans les traditions de
Pope Benedict also touched on the issue of tribal and ethnic traditions of the people of Benin. The Pope gathered the bishops' complaints regarding the prevalence of some of these traditions, pointing out that discerning the positive from the negative is key to overcoming harmful practices and superstitions linked to past beliefs and contrary to the gospel. In this light, the Holy Father called attention to the proper practice of the liturgy. It is important that the faithful participate in a full, active and fruitful manner, he said, while adding that room may be allowed for small adjustments to suit the cultural context. The norms established by the Church must be respected in order to avoid confusion and behavior incompatible to the Christian faith.
Et de la valeur théologique des rites liturgiques.
Pope Benedict concluded with a word of encouragement for the important steps already taken in interreligious dialogue between the Christian and Muslim communities of Benin and expressed his hope that the shared understanding of the other's religious values lead to a loyal respect for differences. I'm Eimear McCarthy.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.
A strong undersea earthquake rocked parts of Indonesia's Sumatra Island today, but there were no immediate reports of damage or casualties. The 6.7 magnitude quake struck at 8:31 GMT and was centered roughly 76 kilometers under the Earth's surface. Meanwhile, Lebanon's prime minister has asked the United Nations to help the government investigate the assassination of an anti-Syrian parliamentarian. Antoine Ghanem of the Christian Falange Party and seven other people were killed by a car bomb yesterday. Ghanem was the seventh anti-Syrian figure killed in Lebanon since the February 14, 2005 assassination of former Prime Minister Rafik al-Hariri. We spoke to a political scientist at the Lebanese American University in Beirut, Professor Wahad Mubarak.
It seems that there are certain parties, you know, whether in Lebanon or outside Lebanon, that are not interested in getting, you know, somebody or a president that would really maintain the security and sovereignty of this country and not allow for outside interference.
Over 1,000 Buddhist monks marched through the streets of Yangon, Myanmar today, protected by over 1,000 lay protesters. The monks are demanding the government apologize for beating several monks at an earlier protest, and the government is facing its largest public demonstrations in a decade. Mark Farmaner is acting director of the Burma Campaign UK.
The monks are revered throughout the country, so if they would take the normal action that they take against protesters, which is to arrange for their militias to physically attack and beat them, to arrest them and to torture them, it could spark even bigger protests in the country. So they have a real dilemma now.
The number two U.S. commander in Iraq said today that a seven-month-old security operation has reduced violence by 50% in Baghdad. But he acknowledged that civilians were still dying at too high a rate. The comments came as relations between the U.S. and Iraqi governments remained strained in wake of Sunday's shooting involving U.S. security guards, which left at least 11 people dead. And that's all the time we have for now. Please join us again at 4:05 for more news in English from the Vatican and around the world. Until then, I'm Will Taylor.